Welcome to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, where we are changing the wave of the future. Like it or not, the world has changed, and as an exceptional leader, you have to change with it or risk being left behind. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you navigate this new leadership style. Inside the podcast, you'll discover what your team really wants and needs from you, how to tap into your God-given talents, how to increase your productivity with a strengths-based team, and how to realign with your North Star to truly enjoy your work and your life. This podcast will inspire and empower you today so you can elevate your influence into the future. If you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, then untie those dock lines and jump on board as we begin navigating your leadership. Hey friends, it's been a while. This is Sherry, your host, and this is a bonus episode for you. As you may or may not know, depending on when you listen to this, we are in a podcast hiatus for the summertime. But I, as promised, when I have something that's on my heart, in my mind, I'm going to pop in here and do some bonus episodes for you. And that's what you get today. So this is for those of you who are being called to make a career transition. You know, perhaps you've recently retired, but you know, or maybe you're looking to retire, but you know that there's still some untapped gifts inside of you. You know you have the energy and the time to devote to a new career or a new calling, albeit, you know, you want control of that. You want those part-time flexible hours because you are going to be retired after all. Or maybe you're one of the millions of people who, during the quiet time of COVID, decided you need to change your life and work is one of the changes you want to make. And it's kind of not even that you want to make it, that you know you need to change it, that you know what you're doing now is just really sucking the life out of you and is not giving you that quality of life that you want and you deserve. Or maybe it's not using the skills that you want. And you're like me, and you know life is short, and it's way too short to be staying at this job that just is not fulfilling anymore. Or maybe you just know you're being called to make a change, but maybe you just don't know what that change is, or if it's even the right time to make that change. And I was recently in a conversation with a client of mine, and she said something about being called to achieve a new position. And that's one of the reasons we're working together, is she knows her calling. She is very clear that God has called her to achieve this position, this leadership position. And we're working with her, or I'm working with her, we're working together, I should say, to help her use her natural talents and strengths to become the magnificent leader she's called to be. Or as she says it so eloquently, that I'm helping her discover and uncover her unique design so that she can fulfill her calling. But we were in this conversation, and even though it wasn't what the topic of today's chat with you is going to be, it prompted the thought because when she said to me about knowing her calling, it just sparked this new thought for me. And after our call ended, it led me down a rabbit hole of thoughts and, of course, some research. And, you know, that happens to me often. I'm not going to lie. That happens to me when something sparks a thought and, you know, in my brain, I tend to go on this deep dive of prayer and research and talking to people and seeing, is this an area that I should be investigating? And I feel like, yes, this thought about calling and helping people discover their calling, because what I realize is, unlike my client, most people have no idea what their calling is. And I know right now it is something that people are searching for. And I want to throw some stats that I found in my rabbit hole with you. So according to Zipia.com, 37% of the U.S. labor force changed or lost their job in 2020. The average American worker has 12 jobs throughout their lifetime. The U.S. workers have an average tenure of about 4.1 years with a single employer. And 65% of American workers are actively searching for a new full-time job right now. This blew my mind. Not the 65% of American looking for a new job right now. I knew that. But what I didn't know was how many people work so many different jobs. Now, I don't know from these stats, are they talking about like our first job when we're 16 all the way through when we're, you know, 70? If that's the case, that I can see 12 jobs. I mean, before I was 20, I probably worked 5 jobs. I don't know if those even count. But the fact that most people only work someplace 4.1 years today is mind-blowing, because I come from that generation that people, you know, my dad was military, so he had 2 careers. He's not the norm. But most people, you know, I look at my husband's mom and the average person, they go to work and they worked for the same employer for 20, 30, 40 years. They got their gold watch and retired. I mean, that's definitely was my grandfather. And then many of, you know, my generation, that's the way our parents worked. And that's the way we were raised. But this new generation, and if you're listening and you're of that new generation, that's not you. And I commend you. I know a lot of people put that down, but I think it's pretty darn cool that you are willing to explore different opportunities until you find that one that fits your skill set, that fits your passions, that fits your life. And, you know, going back to that 65% of American workers who are actively searching for a new full-time job right now, what that stat doesn't tell us is that 65%, are they looking for just a job, or are they looking for a calling? And I want to talk for a few minutes about the difference there. And in my opinion, the difference is really a job pays the bills. Like, we go to work for a job because we have bills we have to pay. You know, we show up from Monday through Friday, perhaps 9 to 5, the traditional working schedule. Maybe it's not. It depends on what the job is. And it might take some of our skill set, and you may or may not enjoy it, but that's not the point of the job. The point of the job is that you have bills you need to pay. And a career is maybe a step up from that. Maybe there's a career path involved. Maybe you see possibilities in front of it. Maybe you enjoy it a little bit more. It takes more skill set. Maybe it takes that degree, but it's still, the main purpose is like somewhat fulfilling, but it's more of, I've got to pay the bills. Whereas a calling can't be ignored. A calling stirs up feelings. It's more of that emotional need to do something. And when you talk to somebody about it, it's because there's something you're passionate about. And deep down inside, we know that that calling is what we've been designed to do. And again, on my rabbit hole search, I looked at Indeed.com and I wanted to know, what are people saying? What do others say is the difference between a job, a career, and a calling? And this is what Indeed.com says. They say jobs and careers might make you happy, but your primary goal in working a job or a career might also be the payment or other tangible benefits, like a retirement plan. I'll add, some people do it for the, you know, health benefits. For a calling, emotional fulfillment or contentment is key, as it's one of the most important reasons to pursue it. Your job or your career might relate to your calling, which can make you happier in your job. For example, if your calling is to help people, you might pursue a career as a therapist. In that way, your career and your calling overlap, which might provide significant emotional fulfillment. So that's what Indeed.com says about that. And I pretty much would be spot on, agree with all of that. But sadly, most of the world goes through life working at a job, maybe a career, but they never fulfill their calling. But I have a feeling you're not like most people. And I'm pretty sure, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast today, was somebody listening right now, you are looking for this message. And I'm speaking to you right now. I don't know who it is, but you know who you are. And I had this gnawing feeling, this calling that I needed to get this message out because I know you are waiting to hear this. So I'm talking to you right now. And here's the thing, how do you even know if it's time to search for a calling and not just another job or even a career? And then how do you even know what the heck that calling is? You know, for my client, she had a moment in her life that she is very faith-based, and she heard God speak to her. Like she remembers that moment. She can tell me when it was, what it felt like. But for most of all us, that doesn't happen. Don't you wish it did? Like I say that often. I wish like there was a billboard or God spoke to me in the burning bush, you know, but that doesn't normally happen. But here's what happened to me, because I do feel like I'm living out my calling now. I don't know all the pieces of it, and I don't think we're supposed to know it all. God gives us step by step by step, but I do know I'm on the right path today. But I didn't know it 3 years ago. And here's my story that maybe it'll help kind of lay the groundwork for you to realize, like, oh, yeah, that's me. So for me, I loved my career. In fact, I thought my career in direct sales was my calling. Like, I really did think that's what I was designed to do. But probably 3 or 4 years ago, I just started to have this, I just call it angst. And it's hard to put my finger on what it was, but it just started to feel this unsettling. And I started to feel like sometimes when I was at events that I was like this out of body experience, like, do I even belong here anymore? And I had these thoughts of, is this it? And then I had these thoughts of, is it ever enough? Because here's the thing, despite much outward success. I mean, I was at the pinnacle of my career when I decided to make a change. I found myself after achieving some big things that I had worked long and hard for. The only question I had after achieving it was, is it ever enough? Because after achieving these things that I had worked so long and hard for, it was like, okay, well, check that box off. Now what's next? And there was like, is it, are you ever going to be satisfied in this career? That was the thought I had. And like I said, I wasn't afraid of working hard and I loved what I did most of the time. But something just started to not feel right. And it's so hard to really describe it, but I feel like if you are there too, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I started to be open to just acknowledging that there might be some other direction I'm supposed to go in. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't know if it meant leaving that current career and going to something else. I really didn't know. But I just opened up my heart and my mind to the possibility of something new. Once I did that, I started seeing other signs that yes, it's time for a change. One of which was when I learned about my Clifton strengths and my top 10 talents. That was huge for me. And what's ironic is knowing them helped me have more success in my career. But knowing them also made me realize, the more I really started to understand them, that unless I was willing to make some major changes within that career, which I wasn't willing to do anymore, that I was never going to use my natural God-given gifts if I stayed where I was. And that was a painful thought for me. That was like a huge, like, okay, maybe I really need to investigate what else is out there. And then the other moment that made me really, you know, as they say, what the cam or the straw that broke the camel's back, was that the company I was with made some big changes. And I did not agree with those changes at all. And in fact, they pissed me off, if I'm being truthful. Like, they just made me mad and made me rethink the leadership. And that was it for me. Like, that was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to really start looking what else is out there. What am I supposed to be doing next? And it was when all those things happened to be COVID. So it was like this good time, like many of you have experienced that quiet time of like really looking into ourselves, that time to slow down and think. And during that season, I was having some strengths coaching conversations, some within my company, some without or outside of it. And I realized when I did those coaching conversations, it lit me up. When I saw people like get it and start to understand the power of knowing their strengths, that was what I was called to do. And all those things were little clues that led me to where I am today. Now, maybe again, you can relate to pieces of that or all of that, but then it's the question, okay, so maybe I see that. Maybe you're thinking now, okay, Sherry, yeah, that's me. I'm ready to make this change. But how do I even know what that calling is? And that's scary too, because sometimes we don't know. And here's the thing. So I am a military brat. You may have heard me say that before. And you know, a military brat actually symbol, I was just reminded of this recently, that our symbol or flower is the dandelion. And it's not the dandelion, the yellow dandelion. It's the puffy one, you know, when you blow on it and make a wish. Because dandelions, you know, military brat kids are like dandelions blowing in the wind. So we are okay. We grow up blowing in the wind, which makes us pretty resilient. And it makes us okay with risk and change. But I know that it's hard and scary because even though I'm okay with risk and change, it was hard and scary for me because, again, I thought that where I was my last career forever. I thought I was going to achieve big things and be there forever. Again, I thought it was my calling until I stepped into becoming a strengths coach. That's where I realized, like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be. And I don't think I would have got there if it wasn't for the support and guidance of some family members, some friends, the right friends, and even a coach that helped me clarify the direction I should go. And for you, you know, change and risk might feel really, really scary. And I know, I get that. But what I want you to ask yourself is not changing worse than the risk of staying the same? Now, I hope I said that right. So what happens if you don't change? What's that risk look like? What if you risk living out the rest of your life stuck where you are today? Isn't changing worth easier to risk than staying the same if you're not happy and you know you're not living out your calling? And I don't know about you, but when I get to those pearly gates someday, hopefully years from now, I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. And I want to slide into heaven, totally worn out with all my gifts used up. How about you? To me, that's the risk I don't want to take of not living that way. Okay. So back to my rabbit hole of thoughts and research. So after all this thinking, and honestly, it's only been a few days, but it's consumed my mind. I realized after that conversation with my client and after thinking about it for a while and having some other conversations that this area is an area that a lot of you need support in right now. And it's an area that I'm passionate about, dare I say, called to coach on, as I think life is way too short to be stuck in a mediocre job. and you deserve to be fulfilled, happy, and yes, to use all the gifts already inside of you. And it breaks my heart when I see people settle for a job or a career for 20 something years, or even the 4.1 years you'll stay there, that you're not happy. Why? Why do that to yourself? You deserve to be exceptional. And here's the thing, when I mentioned this, all these thoughts to my husband, and I'm like, should this be something I should be coaching on? He asked me one question. He just said, can you help people find their calling? And I was quick answer back. I said, absolutely. I know I have the tools to help them. I have the framework to help them. Immediately, as I've been thinking about this, I know exactly how to help people figure out their calling. Now, if you're just looking for a new job to pay the bills or even a new career to step into, I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of career coaches out there. There are career coaches out there who are going to help you figure out what that job or career should be. They'll help you write the resume. They may even help you practice your interview. Search for them. There's a lot of good ones out there. But if, on the other hand, you're looking for something more, you're looking to figure out what is your calling, what are your gifts you're supposed to be using that are already inside of you and how to bring them out, reach out to me. Let's hop on a 30-minute call, no obligation to you or to me, and let's start looking at what that journey could look like for you and how you could go from an everyday job to exceptional living. So I'm going to put the link to book a call in the show notes, or shoot me an email at sherrymiterco@gmail.com. I know, I need the official business email, but I don't have it yet. So it's sherrymiterco@gmail.com. Shoot me an email and say, Sherry, I need to book that call with you, or schedule it in the show notes below. And let's just chat. Let's start seeing if together we can help you discover what are your natural talents and gifts that are already inside of you and how to bring them out so you can start, you know, discovering what that calling looks like. Okay, my friends, as I'm going to close this out, I just want to leave you with this, that again, this is a bonus episode for you. And in September, so this is the end of July, I'm recording this, and when it will go out, beginning of September, we are going to go back to our regular weekly podcast. I have some great guests already lined up that we're doing the interview soon, and they'll be going live in September. But until then, I hope you are enjoying the past episodes and these occasional bonus episodes.
My hope and prayer is that today's episode left you feeling inspired and empowered with some tangible steps to implement today. But honestly, the podcast is just the beginning. Through my coaching, my clients learn how to lean into their strengths to create their unique style of leadership, along with gaining strategies to create dynamic and productive teams, teams with a mutual passion and respect for each other. Whether you just need a few small course corrections or you feel like you need an entirely new ship to lead, I do love a challenge. I'd love to invite you to send me a DM, or better yet, let's hop on a call and see how we can continue this leadership journey together. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.